Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, I explained to you how the Chinese government is taking steps to have a major, possibly dominant role in the world's gold market. This week, the Chinese took another step. The Bank of China became the first Chinese bank to join the auction process used to set the London gold price fixes. Beginning next Monday, this bank will be one of seven companies involved in the twice-daily price auction. In April, the London gold market averaged more than $20 billion of gold trades each day. For decades, London has been the world's largest gold trading center. In the past, the buying and selling of gold contracts in London were supposed to be settled by delivery of physical metal from the seller to the buyer. Although the London Bullion Market Association still pretends that London is still the largest market trading physical gold, that claim is no longer true. According to precious metals consultant Jeffrey Christian, the London gold warehouses have less than 1% of the physical gold that would be needed to physically deliver gold for every trade. Effectively, the London gold market is now a paper market, just like the COMEX in New York. It should not surprise you that the world's largest market, where 100% of all trades are settled by delivery of physical gold, is in China, at the Shanghai Gold Exchange. According to Yu Sun, the general manager of the Bank of China's London branch, by participating in the London gold auction, China will be increasingly tied to international markets. Even more, it will tie the global price of gold to more accurately reflect Chinese supply and demand than has occurred in London up to now. Don't be surprised if more Chinese banks soon become members of the London Bullion Market Association, who participate in determining the daily London gold price fixes. Remember, the more that the Chinese become involved in financial markets around the world, the less demand there will be for U.S. dollars. As demand for dollars drops, so will their value. What are you doing today to protect yourself? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communication Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.